Network Marketing 2.0, episode 040. Can you believe it? The 40th episode. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
What's going on, my friend? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. And today, I want to give you access to network marketing news. And, you know, the best place to go right now is go to MLMBrothers.com, which is our legacy blog. And you can get an update every day on what's going on in the industry, and you can see all of that situation there. And you may be asking, why network marketing news? Why would you need to see what's going on? It's a very, very important thing to do. There's no industry or profession that you go to that does not have some kind of association, that does not have some kind of event. Another reason, it's actually another reason why you must be plugged into events as much as you can, okay? So network marketing news falls under that category. You need to know what's going on in your particular industry. See, there's something called market shift in every profession, in any industry. There's something called updates. There are entirely brand new animal all entirely, and they change from year to month to minute to the second. Sometimes another person's story, it has exactly in it embedded your success. When you see what's going on in the industry, even with other companies, right, it helps you put a full-blown perspective to this business, as related to your success. So a lot of time when I ask people, I say, what company are you in? They tell me their company, but some of them don't even know that their company is a part of network marketing. Some of them don't even realize that there's a big old industry outside of their own companies. And that's understandable. I didn't too when I first got started. I didn't know that there were other companies until I started to encounter other people trying to sell me their own opportunity. And then I started to realize that, wow, it's a big old world out there. Yes, when you're talking about context, it's a small community, actually. You'll find out very soon that it's a very small community. But before all of that, some people think it's a lot more smaller than that in terms of they think it's only the 10,000 active affiliate reps in their own company. Whereas this company, this industry as a whole is very big. Again, pay attention to context and perspective, okay? In terms of it's a bigger world out there, and you should learn from everything that's going on. There are quite a few companies out here. Mother of all of them, of course, is the big A, Amway, right? You have the Herbalifes, which are still some legacy companies out there. You have USANA. You have some of the newer ones like TLC, Total Life Changes. You have Empower Network, which kind of turned out to be an MLM company. We thought it was an internet company, right? And there are some brand new ones out there. There's some new opportunities coming up on the scenes, and there's a lot of them. And you should pay attention to what's going on, not with just the companies, with the numbers. What kind of revenue is the network marketing arena as a whole pulling, right? Also, when you're paying attention to network marketing news, again, you will see them. You can link to some of them from MLMBrothers.com. You go on the blog. You can see some of the top earners in the industry and the milestones that they're achieving. It's a good thing. It's motivational, okay? You see that, it increases your possibility. Once you start to realize that you have a human brain in your head and it needs motivation from time to time, your success becomes even more inevitable, okay? I want to repeat what I just said. Once you realize that you have a human brain in your head it requires a certain level of motivation to stay on the game. Because think about it. Remember that one day when you got very excited about an opportunity, but on the second day when you woke up, 2 days from then, from that point, you realize that I don't feel that way anymore. A lot of times you could make a conscious decision like that you don't feel that way. Most of the times is subconscious or very unconscious. You just find yourself phased away to the sidelines. And you don't want to be one of those, do you? I'm sure you can relate. I'm sure you have people that joined your team, not because they're bad people, not because they're not even hardworking people, just because this whole thing fall on the sidelines, okay? Because the motivation faded away. And because of that, you need to be careful. So if you are still listening to me right now, it's because you are destined for success in this business. And one of the best ways to keep that same way is to pay attention to network marketing news, is to pay attention to updates, is to pay attention to milestone information releases, press releases. Pay attention to what the Direct Selling Association is saying about the profession, about the industry. You need to do those things, because when you do those, you stay on top of your game. Because guess what? The best medical doctors out there, they are connected to their association and they know what's going on in the game. The best business person in your neighborhood, right? They're connected to the county. They're connected to the city. They know what's going on with some of the businessmen, organizations around them. Things like Chamber of Commerce and stuff like that. They pay attention to all of those things. And I'm not the best at these things, but I try my best. And I'm going to keep trying. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about it right now. There's some opportunities that I need to take advantage of in my local Woodbridge area here. And I'm going to be doing that very soon. Because guess what? The best people in any profession, they pay attention to what's going on with the associations, at the event, with the news as related to what they're trying to achieve. That's why you got to pay attention to it. It gives you perspective, okay? Because you only have two eyes. And they only see one vision together, right? So think about it. You only have two eyes and they only see one vision together. But you can see it all. But you can increase your vision. You can increase your perspective about this business by simply paying attention to what others are saying about the business, okay? That's why listening is a very, very important thing, okay? That's why it's very important, because you can pay attention to what people are saying about any particular topic, and then that increases your own eyes, that increases your vision all of a sudden by simply not just hearing, but listening. Because guess what I'm telling you right now? The topics that I come up with for this podcast are being generated because I'm listening to the market. I'm not actually creating any one of them from scratch. So chances are you're listening to me because you were looking for network marketing news. But guess what? If you were a subscriber now, you now know for the first time that you should be paying attention to network marketing news. Because if you're not, you're going to miss out. If you're not, you're going to be short-sighted about the business. If you're not, all you're going to have is just that one vision, which is yours. And that's just not going to be good enough to create the kind of result you're looking for. But more importantly, the top earners, the top producers are being featured on some of these news platforms. You should pay attention to them. You should know who the top earners are. You should know who the top producers are. Not because you're going to be chasing them around with a phone or trying to join their team, because you're going to pick up nuggets by simply paying attention to them. Many of them have YouTube channels. Many of them have blogs that you can start logging into. You can subscribe to, and you can pick up nuggets here and there. Now, that can camouflage and pose and almost become a shining object. And you have to be careful. But I follow a lot of people, okay? And I've had to be careful, okay? I mean, just a few days ago, I went through a brand new platform entirely. It was so enticing. It felt so good. I was like, this is some pretty neat stuff. And I was tempted to throw a couple of $1,000 at that again. But I was like, no, I need to stay focused. Because at the end of the day, you need to stay focused. And sometimes making that move is exactly what you need to do, because if what you're doing at the moment is not generating the results you need to generate, then you should make that move. If you're not getting the kind of results you require and you're following, and you now found this other guru or top earner, and you feel like if it feels authentic, absolutely go for it. Okay? Absolutely go for it. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. You need to pay attention to network marketing news. Yes, if you're looking for network marketing news, just go to MLMbrothers.com. We're always updated with at least a piece of news per day, and you can link to my own personal main network marketing news from there as well. And that's what I have to you today. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.